the Great Lakes as a campaign issue. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The candidates looking to represent Michigan's northernmost congressional seat call the Great Lakes the jewel of the Midwest and a treasure of immeasurable value. And both say they're committed to keeping the lakes healthy. But they vehemently disagree about the best ways to do that, as Linda Steffen explains.
Climb the lighthouse tower at the tip of the old Mission Peninsula where the two Grand Traverse bays meet and look out over rocks and exposed bottomlands. The shallow surf dried up years ago, and levels on Lake Michigan are now at near record lows. Both Republican Congressman Dan Benischak and his challenger, former state representative and Democrat Gary McDowell, say that concerns them. But in a recent debate, Benischak, who's a surgeon, said he's skeptical of claims that this has anything to do with climate change.
Well, frankly, I'm not sure, how significant global warming is. I spent a lot of time in the sciences, and, I'm not exactly sure what's happening with the climate.
A binational report earlier this year listed uncertainties for Great Lakes water levels due to climate change, including reduced ice cover in winter and more evaporation year-round. It also says local rainfall may mitigate those effects in Lakes Michigan and Huron. Benischak thinks the bigger concern is that dredging near the southern end of Lake Huron in the middle of the last century has led to water losses for both lakes. A U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spokesman in Detroit says there have also been times of record high water levels since that last dredging. In debate, Gary McDowell responded, "It's crazy to ignore the science behind global climate change."
I think just virtually every scientist is not working for BP or the Koch brothers and Dr. Benischak agree that we have to do something.
The candidates in this race are not leaving the negative messaging to outside interest groups. Benischak has criticized McDowell on his business record. The McDowell campaign has repeatedly criticized Benischak for his environmental voting record.
Dan Benischak voted to get rid of our clean water laws and let cement companies put more mercury in the lake. Gary McDowell's the one looking out for us. I think we need a congressman like that.
You know, it's just amazing that to hear this repeated attacks.
Again, Dan Benischak.
I didn't vote to gut the Clean Water Act. That's just not wrong. We haven't voted to put more mercury in the lakes. That's just not true. We are working to stop the overreach of federal bureaucrats in Washington.
Benischak did vote to amend clean water laws to restrict federal regulators from imposing new standards unless the states approve. Likewise, he did vote to repeal emission standards for cement manufacturers. But Benischak says these were not votes cast to allow more pollution, but to end what he calls job-killing federal regulations. Thoughtful decisions, he says, that shouldn't be reduced to sound bites. Benischak says as the state with the most freshwater shoreline in the basin, Michigan is best poised to set its own standards. Gary McDowell disagrees.
The Great Lakes are bordered by 8 states, 2 Canadian provinces. How can you have that many different rules and regulations and making sure that they are protected?
Benischak and McDowell agree on this. Whoever takes the seat in January will represent the congressional district with the most freshwater shoreline in the country and a place where recreation and tourism aren't just fun and games. They're key economic drivers. For the Environment Report, I'm Linda Steffen.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.